Two teens were shot and killed last night.
There is an ongoing criminal investigation of what he's been doing.
In the meantime, a fight over an order at a Manhattan McDonald's leads to complete chaos.
The shooting happening just about 24 hours ago. The murder victim, only 18 years old.
Tired of hearing all the bad news? So are we. That's why Lynchburg's morning show is taking time to focus on the positive.
Happy day, happy day.
Our weekly segment called Rising Stars highlights area young people who are inventing, creating, and achieving. Each week, you'll hear from kids who are making a difference and who will make you feel good about the future.
And Rising Stars is brought to you by Gentry Lock Attorneys with offices in Lynchburg and Roanoke. Gentry Lock is so pleased to sponsor the Rising Stars segment because they know that we will get the future we work for. And you can find out more at gentrylock.com. We're so pleased to welcome to the program this morning our latest Rising Star. He is Matthew Haskey of Lynchburg. He's 13 years old. He's an eighth grader at Linkhorn Middle School and just returned. You may have already heard about this because his trip has gotten a lot of attention. Just returned from France, where he visited memorials and battlefields and celebrated the 100-year anniversary of the end of World War II, even got a shout-out, World War I, and even got a shout-out from President Trump, which we will hear a little bit later. But Matthew Haskey, welcome to the program.
Hello.
Hello.
Thank you for having me.
Thanks for being here. Now, you have been working, you worked for 2 years to raise the money for this trip. You knew a while back that this was something you wanted to do. How did you come up with this idea? When did it start? When did you start thinking, I really want to go to France?
I was reading an encyclopedia and I saw that like the date would be in 2 years. Mm-hmm. I was like, oh, maybe that would be cool to go to. And so, I mean, I asked my mom and she was like, well, you got to raise your own money. And so I just thought, why not?
Wow. Right, yes.
Well, you should tell everyone what it was that just happened. We just had the 100th anniversary that you were thinking about 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm. The 100th anniversary of the end of World War I.
Right.
And so that right off the bat, when you say you were reading the encyclopedia, and Brian, really? Here's another kid who reads the encyclopedia. You were excited.
I was excited when we got an encyclopedia. I have to admit, it is a fair point.
So you
a little different these days,
you,
I expect.
You said, okay, 2 years from now, I would like to do that. And then, Jenna, your mom is here, and we'll talk to her in just a minute. But this was something, it stuck in your mind. How did you raise the money?
Mowing lawns and babysitting and saving all my money from like Christmas and birthdays and
no
stuff.
No bootlegging or anything like that?
No.
As you got closer and closer to the date, how did you, when did it start coming to, okay, now we're making flight reservations and now we're putting together an itinerary? I mean, when did you and your parents decide, okay, this is really happening?
Probably
August, got the passport in August, and so that was a couple of months out, and you knew this was really going to happen. Mm-hmm. All right, so let's talk about your trip. I have your itinerary here in front of me. This is quite something. You got to Paris on the 10th of November, and just walk us through some of the highlights, Matthew.
So we were kind of tired, so we took a nap, but after that, we went to the Eiffel Tower.
You were there with your dad, by the
way.
Yes,
okay. Yes. And so after that, we went to the Eiffel Tower, and that was cool to see. Like, that was, you know, like, staple, like, it's Paris, it's the Eiffel Tower.
You can't miss it, really.
Yeah. And then we went to Notre Dame, mm-hmm. which was, you know, another tourist location.
Yeah.
And then we went to the Musée de l'Armée and Napoleon's tomb. Mm-hmm. So the Army Museum there in Paris and Napoleon's tomb, which was huge. It was gigantic, and they had, like, gold, and, like, they had paintings on the roof, and It was very grand. It was very.
It is. It's a tomb. It's if I remember, didn't it look like a big sleigh or something?
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. Yeah.
It's huge.
And it says that you observed remnants of damage from war on buildings.
So on the, they have an old military academy, and you could see like the bullet holes in it and like. Holes from artillery fire and stuff, and we never knew that was there. We were just walking around and we saw it on the building, and we were like, oh wow, look at that. And it was just kind of there. No one really paid any mind to it. I guess it's kind of normal.
I guess it's, yeah, in France, other parts of Europe, where the fighting was so intense in World War One, World War Two, you will see more of that. Buildings that still haven't extensive damage from bombs and bullet holes, things like
still
that.
Still find unexploded bombs.
Yeah. Whew. Yeah.
All right. So after that, it was on to an anniversary that the next day, 11/11.
Yep.
Tell us a little bit about that.
So we went to the Arc de Triomphe thinking that there would be a parade, but it turns out there wasn't a parade, so we just stood around for like an hour waiting for a parade. Yeah. And so, so the reason there wasn't is because President Macron of France wanted there to be like a no military show, like as a sign of peace, like we're not going to do a parade because it's like the day of peace.
Really? Okay.
Yeah, and so then we went to the ceremony at Serignier American Cemetery, and we got to see the president's speech, and he shouted me out, and I met all sorts of military commanders and generals, and got to shake the president's hand. I mean, that was awesome.
Now, I'm going to play that clip for our listeners of when the president at this ceremony recognized our rising star, Matthew Haskey.
We're also joined by another very special guest, a 13-year-old boy from the United States named Matthew Haskey. Matthew is in the eighth grade, and he worked and saved all of his money for 2 years to make this trip to France. He wanted to be here in person to honor the American heroes of World War I. Matthew, thank you. You make us very proud. Where is Matthew? Matthew, thank you very much. You're way ahead of your time, Matthew. Thank you.
There you were, and then you were shaking the president's hand at that time. How did the president know about you? Was this a surprise, or had you written to him? Had your parents written to him? Or
wrote a digital email, like a digital letter, and sent it to him. But it's really my grandma who got it. I mean, she knows someone who knows someone in the White House, so she just gave it to them and they got it.
Your grandma knows people. Grandma coming through.
Yeah.
So you were just great. You knew where you had to be at that moment for you to be able to step forward and shake his hand. How was that?
It was I don't even know. It was just surprising, like really surprising, and I was kind of awestruck.
So, but you knew it was going to happen, right?
Yeah.
Not really. It was a surprise.
I knew I was invited, so I was pretty excited about that. But I didn't really know I was going to shake his hand, and I didn't know.
He just knew he had a ticket to a ceremony.
Yeah, I still thought that was pretty cool. I mean,
all you knew was that you had been invited to this ceremony. The president was there. A lot of military bigwigs, and the next thing you know, you're up there shaking the president's hand.
Yep.
Did any money fall out of his pockets or anything?
No.
I
think they're called challenge coins, but the generals give them to each other for excellence, and they give them to other people too. And so after the speech, a couple of them came up to me and shook my hand, and in the handshake they had their challenge coin, I think. And it was just, I was very honored to receive those because they're like given for excellence. I mean, they're really
sign of respect.
Yeah,
sign of respect. And that means that whenever someone asks for your challenge coin, you have to have it with you. Is that right?
I guess so.
Do you carry it with you all the time?
I don't carry it.
Uh-oh. Okay.
Well, that's how you get free beer, so you want to keep that thing with you.
He has a while.
He has a while
to worry about that.
To wait on that one, but still. So, just don't forget it.
Talk about this, like the ceremony itself, and you know, it was 100 years ago, so it was a long time ago, but how moving was this, though, to that people are remembering the end of this war that tore apart? You know, it was the Great War at the time. Mm-hmm. They never thought there'd be another one like it. I mean, how was it moving for you?
Oh, yeah. It's like seeing all these brave men who died for our country and seeing all their graves and watching the president be there. I mean, it was very moving. I mean,
You probably were thinking it was like kind of a dream.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. definitely.
We continue talking to our rising star, Matthew Haskey, just back from France and his trip there to celebrate the 100-year anniversary of the end of World War I. You also saw some of World War II. Omaha Beach, Normandy. Mm-hmm. Talk about your visit to Omaha Beach.
So we arrived in Bayou, which is outside of the beaches, which is kind of is probably a 10-minute drive. And so we would take day trips and just tour the beaches, and they're just huge, and like the cliffs are really big, and like it's just insane to think that people, like, you were ordered to go and take this beach or like climb this cliff. I mean, it kind of looks impossible when you're looking at it, but they did it. I mean, it was just inspiring.
And to imagine that this is what these young men had to do. They're out there, mm-hmm. and they're, okay, get off, you jump off this boat, and mm-hmm. you might drown, and you know, somebody might shoot you and kill you, but you got to do it anyway.
Yeah.
And here you are, Matthew, 13 years old, recognizing the sacrifice and the enormity of that. So you were telling me a little bit during the break about, of course, you saw the American graves, but you thought the German graves were very interesting.
Yes.
At Normandy, Omaha Beach.
It was outside, but the crosses in the American cemetery are all white marble, but when you go to the German cemetery, as a tradition after World War I, they would make the crosses black, and so all the crosses there are very like dark, and it's kind of ominous looking when you look at it, but it's just so many, because they have like a set of five graves, and then they'd have a plaque for each of those five crosses. And then it'd be like two to a plaque. I mean, it was so many. They couldn't like give them each single cross. And then in the middle, there was this mass grave. And on top of the mass grave was a monument. And it was a father and a mother underneath this gigantic cross. And I thought that was pretty touching, I guess.
Wow. Because the Germans, they were the bad guys, the Nazis,
yep.
the invaders.
Mm-hmm.
And yet still recognizing that they were somebody's sons and mm-hmm. husbands and brothers and fathers and
mm-hmm.
wow, amazing. You were in Normandy. Talk about what was you were in? Let's see, trenches, foxholes, artillery
mm-hmm.
emplacements. This the site of horrific. This is Belleau Woods. Talk about that.
Mm-hmm. So Belleau Wood during World War I was. I mean, it's just a bunch of woods, and the Germans were holding it, and the Marines were ordered and Army were ordered to take it, and so you had to just go through these dense woods like as artillery's raining down. And at one point the Marines had to cross a wheat field, and I mean, I always thought the wheat field wasn't that big. I mean, they took it because I mean they just had to march across it, but I always thought it wasn't that big, and then when you go there, it's this huge field, and like you can't really imagine like having a machine gun, like multiple machine guns on the other side of the woods, like firing at you in this open field. Like it's crazy.
So it sounds like you already knew the history of all of these battles, all these sites before you went over there,
mm-hmm.
but once you got there and were able to be there, you recognized how amazing all of this is and what
mm-hmm.
they really must have gone through.
Mm-hmm.
You want to be a Marine.
I do.
And you have a very promising future, because already you've been receiving phone calls from the top brass. They want you to get involved in the effort to bring a World War I memorial to D.C. Tell us about that.
So at the ceremony, this woman came up to me and my dad and gave my dad her card and said, "We'd like to interview Matthew for our commission to make a monument in D.C. to World War I." And so she didn't really give us much context, but then we looked farther into it, and like all of the past presidents are on the commission, and like
it's an act of Congress.
Yeah. It would take an act of Congress, and this is a commission that features former presidents.
So there has been an act of Congress, but now they still haven't.
And it's going to take $20 million.
Something
nothing,
like that.
No biggie. I mean, you've already raised $2,500. What's another $20 million more?
Well,
and but they want you to be on this commission, like a youth representative on this commission. Maybe.
Just be involved.
To be involved. Okay. Yeah. And then that you've also been invited back for the 75th anniversary of D-Day?
Yes, ma'am.
Wow. Impressive things. What would, if, I don't know if you can choose a favorite part, but do you have a favorite part of your trip or most, the most memorable?
It's Devil Dog Fountain.
Tell me about Devil Dog Fountain.
So the Marines stopped there to, drink from the fountain before and I think after the battle too, and at Bella Wood. And it's just this fountain commemorating the Marines, and they've come there ever since to drink from it and, like, take pictures with it as a symbol of the United States Marine Corps. I mean, it's pretty special. So I got to drink from it. And it was.
But it wasn't easy. I mean, you have to. You made some sacrifices yourself to get there. Tell us about that.
To the fountain.
Yeah.
Oh.
We had to climb over.
Well, yeah, we did have to. We had to go under barbed wire for it, but that wasn't that bad.
You had to
bad.
Climb through barbed wire, and you cut your head.
I didn't cut my head. I just hit my head.
We're joined, surprise, super secret special guest, not secret, but super special guest, Steve Bozeman himself.
Good morning.
A Vietnam veteran, a Marine, and Matthew wants to be a Marine. So Steve,
he's my new best friend.
Yes, yes. We're planning trips. We have all kinds of things going here. So tell us what you brought in. Just remind listeners about these challenge coins that you brought in for Matthew.
I just present him my own personal Purple Heart challenge coin.
Thank you.
I told him that when he comes down to Monument Terrace on a Friday, he gets to have the other coin,
mm-hmm.
our own challenge coin we give to everybody who's coming down to Monument Terrace. So that's future thing he can do. But also gave him a commemorative Marine Corps knife. Very nice, and make sure mom and dad approves that.
Yeah,
I have a feeling they're okay with that. Yeah, Matthew, your mom told me, she said that you really want to share your message to veterans, that average kids and their families who aren't military families, who haven't been in the military before, really do care. So talk a little bit about that.
Yes, I mean, I think people don't give the average Joe as much credit as I think some people deserve. I mean, I know some people don't care at all, but there are others that think the same as I do. I mean, that this is America. I mean, this is what the founding fathers meant. Like, we should respect everyone, and we should honor our veterans, and yeah.
Yeah, and Mom Jenna is here, and you must be very proud of Matthew.
Yes, I'm so proud of my son, and I like to say I'm proud of all my four kids. But I just really want to say to Steve and to our veterans and the families and wives and mothers and children listening that that we see you and we love you, and we are not a military family, but we have the utmost respect and gratefulness. Mm-hmm. And the fact that we live somewhere or a child at 11 years old can even have a dream and work to have that dream come true is only because of sacrifices being made. So thank you.
When Matthew said to you 2 years ago, hey, Mom, I want to go to France in 2 years for this 100-year anniversary, what were you thinking?
I was like, awesome, you have a dream. I didn't care what it was, but the fact that you had a goal. And so for me, he's the oldest child of four. I thought, sure, this is a unique goal, go for it. And what a great example. I remember talking to my husband, what a great example that would be to the younger children, that he was just working towards a goal. And it was really several months into it on Easter Sunday. He was altar serving, and he came off the altar and he said, I really want to do this. And, you know, all along, I wanted him to take Spanish. He insisted on taking French. Last year, you know, the Veterans Day parade, I don't know who was there. It was horrible weather up at Liberty. We were outside for hours. He really had to be there. I mean, story after story of how he really was goal-oriented and wanted to make this happen. And we, just like any parents, just want to encourage our children's gifts and interests. And that's...
How long have you been interested in the military, Matthew?
I mean, pretty much as long as I can remember. I mean, my mom's dad, my grandpa, and my uncles, they're all into military history. And
yeah.
I mean, I can't remember when I haven't been.
Was it some event or reading something that kind of piqued your curiosity, or do you just kind of remember growing up always being interested in this?
I think it's just growing up. Yeah. I mean, I don't think any one thing contributed to it. I mean, I think everything was helping.
And you've been downtown. It's not easy during the school year to go downtown for the Veterans Support the Troops rallies, but you've been down to those before, right?
I went to one where they brought like kind of a museum on wheels, and so they had like a tank in it, and it was for World War One and World War Two, and so you could see all the exhibits in this like kind of trailer thing, and they like blocked off the street, and so that was pretty cool. And I've gone to Monument Terrace for school, and like we've gone there just to go.
Where have you visited in our country, military-wise, that impresses you, that you wish other people would be able to see?
The Marine Corps Museum in Quantico. I mean, that's just really impressive. It's this gigantic museum, and it's all about the Marine Corps and their story, starting from the French and Indian War, like just the development of the idea, all the way until Iraq and Afghanistan.
And you've visited that a couple of times with your family, and they've loved it too. It's just very impressive. Steve Bozeman, you've been there numerous times.
Half a dozen times.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. That's something that everybody ought to see. Matthew, we know you want to be a Marine, mm-hmm. and we know that you're getting these invitations to be involved in the World War One Memorial, you know, bringing that to mm-hmm. Washington, D.C., and then the 75th anniversary of D-Day invasion. But what do you hope to do, say, over the next 10 years? Are you going to continue your involvement with this?
I think so. I mean, I'll just see what happens. I mean, I'll just let life go.
Yeah.
You know, just let it do its thing.
This trip has presented, it seems like anyway, so many new and more opportunities mm-hmm. for you.
Definitely.
Jenna, your mom, are you surprised at how this played out? I mean, was this overwhelming to you?
Yeah, I knew it was a unique dream. I didn't know it was something really extraordinary. And so that's the feedback I think we've gotten, that it really was more extraordinary than I think as a mom. I just thought, oh, it's a unique dream. This is who my kid is, you know. I think what's been the most beautiful thing is this really is who he is, and thousands of hours in the woods next to our house playing army with his neighbors and his brothers, you know. So I mean, this is what he's been doing since he was born. So I'm just excited for him
and the opportunities.
Yeah.
And then just the idea that back on the 11th of November, your son was shaking hands with the President of the United States. Pretty amazing.
Yeah, I mean, it really took my breath away for a couple of days. I just couldn't, you can't even imagine. That was really, really beautiful for us as parents. Mm-hmm. So.
And you didn't get to go along on the trip. Maybe
no,
next time.
Somebody's got to hold down the fort with the other kids.
Matthew's dad was along, and he's at work. You missed mm-hmm. a lot of school, and no trouble catching up anything.
It's not that bad.
Our principal was extremely supportive.
Absolutely,
Mr. Prophet.
Absolutely. And so, Steve Bozeman, what do you think when you see Matthew hear his story?
Yeah, I heard about the story a couple of weeks ago. I'm like, wow. That's a young man. He's got some drive. He's got some, you know, he has a vision, and he made it happen. And not only that, he got on the world stage with the president and other dignitaries over there. And then, of course, the follow-up is going to be unbelievable. Who knows where it's going to lead to?
He's going to be a fine Marine, don't you think?
Oh, yeah. Well,
it was so neat when you said that your helicopter, Steve, is in the Marine Corps Museum.
Yeah.
The helicopter.
The style of helicopter that I flew in, the UH-34 Marine reciprocating engine helicopter, the old antique one, that was in the early stages of Vietnam, and that's now in the Marine Museum. Sitting there, and they got guys mm-hmm. dressed up like Marines, wax museum kind of thing, and mm-hmm. they are coming out of the helicopter like a squad of Marines, and then they got the door gunners and the pilots, so it's pretty cool. That was me 51 years ago.
Matthew's eyes got real big when you told him that was you. Yes, and that's really cool, isn't it? What do you see when you see veterans like you know, Steve Bozeman over here? What do you think?
I just can't thank them enough. I mean, they sacrificed and made our country free. I mean, they're the reason we can be here today.
Steve,
man,
Bozeman,
I'm touched.
Yeah, that has to make you feel good. All right, this has been so much fun. Steve Bozeman, thank you for coming in and presenting all these things to Matthew and showing your appreciation. And then Matthew Haske, congratulations. This has been a dream of yours for a long time. You made it come true, and it was the trip of a lifetime. And we are just looking forward to great things from you, remarkable things, and we hope you just keep that dream and keep showing your appreciation and keep up the good work.
Thank you.
We want to thank Gentry Lock for sponsoring all of these Rising Star segments. They got an extra long extra long segments this morning. And Gentry Lock attorneys with offices in Lynchburg and Roanoke, they know that we'll get the future we work for, and that's why they're so proud to sponsor the Rising Star segment. You can find out more at gentrylockattorneys.com. Matthew Haske, Jenna Haske, thank you both so much. And then Steve Bozeman, thanks for coming in.